You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com. This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And right now it is time for another edition of our Senior Moments radio show. And I am happy to welcome two guests right now. And first I'm going to go to the phone and make sure we have Charlotte Tyron with us. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Very good. Good morning. Charlotte is an independent living advocate at Disability Services and Legal Center in Napa, California. And also with us here in studio right now is Victor Hurtado. And Victor, let me make sure I got you dialed in. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, come on, as close to that mic as you can get. I'm sorry, it's not easy to scoot up to sometimes. Victor is with the organization as well that we're talking about here, the Independent Living and Disability Legal Center in Napa. Victor, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about what you do.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us today. I'm the Independent Living Advocate at Independent Disability Services and Legal Center. It's the Independent Living Center here in Napa, and we provide services to people with disabilities, seniors, and transitional age youth. Our mission statement is to advance the rights of people with disabilities to equal justice, opportunity, participation in our communities as a whole.
All right. Good start. Thank you. And Charlotte, about the same question for you. Tell us what you do for the organization.
Thank you, Barry. So Victor and I pretty much have a very similar job out of our office in Napa County. We both help people, anybody living in Napa County who has a disability and needs help with increasing their independence and, like Victor said, access to various things that maybe everyone has, but they're having a little more trouble getting. So this could be anything from housing to benefits, medical transportation, share the care, and anything that could really help them. That's what we try to connect them with or advocate on their behalf. So it's a really incredible job, and I'm just so happy to be part of the Napa community, working with Victor, who is also Spanish-speaking, which is great to have in our community.
Certainly, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about some of the specific things that you do. And one very important thing for the community is benefits counseling. Which one of you would like to take that on?
I can tackle that, okay. Mary.
Victor, jump on in.
So most of what we see in the Napa office is benefits counseling, which means people that are having issues with Social Security benefits, whether it's supplemental security income or Social Security disability insurance. We help with that initial application. If somebody gets denied, we help them with the appeals process and navigate that if they're denied a second time. We've been doing that a lot in our organization. So, most of what we do is help people with that. Any overpayment issues that they have from Social Security, we help them deal with that. And also just any kind of issues that they have with Social Security that they need help with, that's what we're there for as a resource also.
It can be a little challenging when you don't have some help, somebody who understands those systems and the forms and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So we help them navigate all of that.
Absolutely. Charlotte, let's talk for a moment about medical transportation as a topic. How does the organization function in that arena?
Thanks. Yes. So essentially, and you're going to love this because we're going to mention the organization that hosts this segment, Molly's Angels, and also Vingo and another service offered through a Medi-Cal Partnership Health Plan. And between these three, there are actually four options that seniors can use if they are needing assistance with getting to their doctor's appointments. And we can certainly provide information and refer people over to those different resources It costs nothing for someone to call us and ask for help. And, you know, anyone can also just Google these resources and find out the information for themselves if that's easier for them. But one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about medical transportation today is there are so many people, especially during COVID, who they might not necessarily have the same, you know, safety net around them of support to get to these appointments for a variety of reasons. So it was really important for us to make sure that your listeners of Senior Moments knew they had options.
Very good. Definitely is important. There's nothing worse than feeling stranded. And one thing, you know, for that to be short term, but for older people, it can be, and disabled people, it can be extended, right? And you never really have that comfort level. Another important topic, especially in this place we live, disaster preparedness.
Yes, exactly. So we help people with that as well. If they don't have a plan for when a disaster starts happening, we help them develop that plan, come up with a go bag, which means basically have a bag ready with all your essentials, especially for those with disabilities, to have it ready. You know, you never know when a disaster is going to strike or an earthquake or anything like that. So we help with that as well. We can set up a workshop where we explain everything and help them set up that go bag with food, medical essentials, durable medical equipment, things like that.
So important. We talk about that all the time. I always, every time it comes up, I wonder how many people actually do it, you know, go through that process and get themselves prepared. Charlotte, back to you. How about HICAP?
Well, really fast, Barry. Actually, I wanted to go back to that point you were just talking about with disaster preparedness, because I was actually listening to your show from last week where you guys were discussing disaster preparedness for Napa County. And one of the things you'd asked the guests in your show was what was something, you know, a person could do to prepare individually. And I couldn't help but I had to also mention another organization, Community Emergency Response Team, which is something that I got involved with after our 6.0 earthquake. And for anyone else in Napa that was very disturbed by that event, I found that getting preparation skills, working with people who are former law enforcement or emergency management really helped me feel more confident for being prepared for future disasters. And I'll also just really quickly add that Victor just mentioned the go bag and other things that we do to help people with disabilities prepare in Napa County. But we also make sure that the presentation is specifically curtailed to either seniors or people living with disabilities, because you know, most people are told, you know, get under a table or you know various things, you know, if you're able to walk or run to get there. But what if someone's in a wheelchair? What are they supposed to do if something like that happens? And that's something that we address in our presentation. And then you asked how many people have the go bag. I do have one, but since COVID started, we actually ate everything in it. So we're going to have to go back through that and, you know, repurchase those items. But there's way to do, there's ways to do that, you know, effectively. You can even go to the dollar store and get a lot of the supplies you need. So I didn't mean to take it back to that topic, but I just felt it was so important for Napa to know that there are many ways they could get prepared if they're concerned about that. And I'll go back to your question related to HICAP, which is a health insurance counseling and advocacy program. And essentially, when we have a consumer, that's what we call the people that come work with our organization, and they have a complicated question related to Medicare, we refer them over to that organization, especially if people who are retired, like some of them are former tax accountants, and they know everything that you could possibly know about Medicare, like way beyond Victor and I. And they are really able to help people, you know, with legal assistance or referrals or any, you know, insurance related issues and planning ahead for long term care needs. So anyway, that's the end of my soapbox.
That was good. I enjoy the story of how you ate your go bag during the pandemic. That was probably not alone. Probably not alone.
Yeah.
Victor, can you tell us more about benefits counseling? This is another area in regard to the work you do at the center.
Yeah, so like I said, that's most of what we do in our organization here in APA. If somebody, like I said, is trying to apply for SSI or SSDI, we help them with that initial application. Like I said, we help them if they're denied. And then the thing that I wanted to add on to here, if they're denied a second time, then that's, we have an attorney that's been doing this 25 plus years in our main office in Santa Rosa, which in that step is when he would get involved in those cases. And we're lucky that we're the only independent living center in the entire nation that has what's called a legal clinic, where people can get advice from our attorney directly, depending on their situation. So,
all right. Excellent. We, again, today on Senior Moments, are talking with some guests from Independent Living and Disability Services and Legal Center in Napa, California. You've been hearing Victor Hurtado, and Charlotte Tyron is on the phone with us. Tell me, Charlotte, what are DSLC services?
Right. So that's actually the name of our organization, and it's Disability Services and Legal Center.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we provide just a wide variety of services to people in Napa County. Victor touched on benefits counseling. That's very huge for our community. You know, I imagine there might be some seniors out there who are trying to understand how their, you know, SSI factors into the Social Security retirement, and if they can work at the same time. And that's something that we do address as well. And we also do housing advocacy, whether it's connecting people with their housing in Napa Valley, or, you know, just helping them navigate having a voucher and how to use it before there's, you know, a deadline for it, if they need an extension or where they can apply to. Because as you know, Barry, the housing in Napa is very challenging to navigate. Not a lot of affordable options at the moment.
Boy, you can say that again. It's gradually getting worse and worse and worse, almost ridiculous at times, what you have to pay to live here. We are just about out of time on this go-round of Senior Moments. Victor, have any closing words? We want to find out how people can contact you, of course.
Yeah, just feel free to contact us. Whatever your issue is, we can help you figure out where the best route to go is. My direct line is 707-258-0272. And I wanted to add that I'm also bilingual in Spanish. So any Spanish speakers that need services that we just talked about, we can provide, you know, the exact same services in the Spanish language as well. Mm-hmm. So
very good. And Charlotte, same to you. Final thoughts?
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I would say, you know, getting prepared for anything that might happen in 2021 would be wise. You can be any age to do it. And if you're curious about how we can help you with that, if you live with a disability or are a senior in Napa, you can call me at 707-636-3069, or our website is mydslc.org, and you can find us there.
Outstanding. We have been talking with our two guests here, Victor Hurtado and Charlotte Tyron from Independent Living and Disability Legal Center in Napa. That's our Senior Moments program for this week. Victor and Charlotte, thank you for your time and your expertise.
Thank you for having us, Barry.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need. You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.